And now we'll have our third and final panel for the morning. We'll have Perry Saitman come up and discuss very hot topics in design patents. As I introduce you, Mr. Saitman, you're welcome to come up and take your place at the on the panel. Mr. Saitman has more than 40 years of experience providing strategic advice and design patent and enforcement protection and enforcement strategies. And he has litigated in 1988 a seminal design case, Evia Group International versus L.A. Gear. He's a prolific author and speaker, and in his private practice, he takes on many intractable design law issues of the day, including functionality, anticipation, obviousness, infringement, and damages. We look forward to your talk and hearing about the hot topics. Thank you.
Thank you. It's really great to be up here because it's the first time I've talked to human beings sitting here in about 3 years. It's also the first time that I haven't been wearing pajamas during a presentation. And I've rediscovered what a necktie is. But in being here, I've also violated two hard rules of my presentations. Number one, I followed Tom Irving on a presentation, which you should never do. And number two, I'm coming between you and lunch, which you should never do. But let's see if I can figure this out. This is, I put the very in front of hot topics in your program because there are two cases I'm going to talk about that are really questions of first impression. In front of the Federal Circuit, and they're very, very significant. And those are the KSR and Rosen issues involved in the LKQ versus General Motors case, just decided in January. And the second big issue that is still pending before the Federal Circuit involves Columbia versus Cirrus, and that is, again, a question of first impression. I'm also going to talk about a topic that every one of your clients is interested in, which is total profit damages, also coming out of the Columbia case. And finally, tips I will give you in order to maximize total profit damages. So first, obviousness. In LKQ, the major issue is whether the KSR decision from 2007 involving obviousness of utility patents, does that apply to design patents? And if so, it would result in overruling the 30-year-old In re Rosen design patent case from the CCPA. I've hit the wrong button. So In re Rosen, just as a reminder, says in an obviousness rejection, there must be a reference, a single reference, the design characteristics of which are basically the same in the, as the claim design. Such a reference is necessary whether the holding is based on that basic reference alone or the basic reference in combination with secondary references. If you don't have a Rosen reference, you collapse the entire 103 rejection or defense. Durling talked about secondary references. They said they can only be used to modify a legitimate Rosen reference if they are, quote, so related to the primary reference that the appearance of certain ornamental features in one would suggest application of those features to the other. So what was the Rosen case about? The Rosen case claimed a coffee table, and it was rejected as obvious over Rosen's own prior patent on the right, which was a desk. It had a different top, the desk did. Rosen's coffee table was transparent, the desk was not, but it had very similar, if not identical, legs holding up the table and the desk.